Shalom. Okay. Continuing in Yonei Chila, Yom Kippurim, finally got to see the supplement here, Tuchas Yerushalayim Siddur. I don't know if we don't get to it today, we'll get to it tomorrow, but it's on the radar now. Okay, so we were talking about the tshuva of the Chaim Oizer, the tshuva of the Tribuna Rav, if a person has the ability to, we started about the Marsham, to use an enema to have the food come in him, is that a better option? The Marsham didn't like that because he said you're not getting your full nutrition that way, and if you have a right to eat, then you should be eating. And then we saw the similar in the Tribuna Rav. Moshe Feinstein on page 3, in the packet 4, I remember when the Chelek Dalet came out. You know, I remember it was in summer of 1981. We were in the Morashah Kol Beis Medrash. And then Rabbi Yitzchak Tversky from Eretz Yisrael, who used to be a Rebbe in Frisch, he brought Rabbi Willig a copy. It was the first time we saw the new Sefer, the Chelek Dalet or Achayim. So there are a lot of famous tshuvas there. So one of the tshuvas that's known is a chola mechuyev to take intravenous on Yom Kippur, so this way he won't have to eat. In other words, he's sick, he needs to eat. But maybe we should be able to feed him intravenously, because like we said yesterday, most opinions hold that even though Hanas Meyayim by Yom Kippur, we also need Hanas Garen. So there's not Hanas Garen, it's not going down the Garen. So Mimela, that's not, it won't be Chayv Karis on Yom Kippur. So then maybe it should be good advice to be Mamayit B'Easter. And Chazan Hess, who just walked in, told me that he heard from Rabbi Neuberger that Rav Soloveitchik used to do that. Right? He would take intravenous. So Rav Moshe, so we saw the poskim we've seen so far, again, Masham was talking about an enema. But we saw that Tribuna Rav did not like this idea of using intravenous. And Rav Moshe also does not like this idea of substituting eating for intravenous, even though the Svara is understood, because if you don't have to violate Yom Kippur, so why violate Yom Kippur? So Rav Moshe writes here on page 3, intravenous Yom Kippur shall eat starch lechol. Yom Kippur gufei hare lo yarviach klum. Why? If you do this on Yom Kippur, if you put the intravenous in on Yom Kippur, you're not gaining anything. Why? The rei b'chavola sheyaseh b'machat sheyitchol v'tol kufo yim intravenous nami hu iser karis b'iser melechas b'yom Kippur. So he's saying because when you put the intravenous in, you put the needle in, you're making a chabura. And the chabura is a malacha, it's a karis. So what are you doing? You're substituting one isakaris for another isakaris. So maybe, so what do you really gain? In other words, say. No, Kavala has to be constructive, or else. Yeah. One second. The Adrava of Harbech, even though it's not a Shia, how much, in other words, blood is going to, the assumption is blood is going to come out, because you're going to ask a guy to do it. Well? Right. So Harav Kiel is saying, the Shitas Hataz is if you're Messiah. So the big shaila, if a woman in other words, our practice is when a woman goes to the mikveh, she cuts her nails before she goes into the mikveh. So a lot of times it can happen she forgot, so she can cut now. But say it's a Friday night mikveh, Friday night tefillah, and she forgot to cut her nails. So the machlokas haposkim, what is the proper mahalach? So the maybe get a goy, So the taza shita is, but if you need to do an action to aid the goy, then that could be a shaila of a daraisa of misayeya. And the shach says no, there's no such thing. Shach says it only applies if the goy is cutting off your payas, so then it's an issue for you to have your payas being cut off. And if you move to help him get it, then it's even a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So we have to see, in other words, what is Reb Moshe saying? In other words, so if you hold like the Taz, the question, maybe you have to put out your arm, so that's like that. If you don't hold like the Taz, then if you hold like the Shach, it'll only be a Darabanan. So let's see, does Reb Moshe, you know, refer to that shaila? Because as Rabbi Kiel pointed out, it might be relevant, that discussion of the Taz and the Shach, to this question of you know, when you stretch out your arm for the person to, you know, get the vein.
So normally if you move your arm into the
No, because the Taz is talking about you stretch out, you need to cut your nail, so you stretch out her finger. So the same thing, you stretch out the arm. I don't think so. No, but Payas HaRosh, only that's to get Malkus. If you don't move, then the Yenisa Deraisa just to be stagnant. If you move, then you get Malkus. Okay, so let's see. So Reb Moshe says it's an Issacharis either way. Now, how much blood is coming out? It's very little. But he says it's chatzi shir. Adro af harbe chatzi shir sheinu lo lech. Well, no, he's not saying that. Forget. Now he's saying that. Adro af harbe chatzi hashir sheinu lo lech ol lo yev koris el bishr ba'al. He's saying, in other words, if he's eating, if he eats chatzi shir, so it'll be an issa deraisa, but it won't be a koris if you have pachas mikashir, which presumably he would have. But here, you're making the chabura, and it is a karis, page 4. Chatzi shavash mato, edu gam yisra esel yisra ba'almo. Hey, vada yisra karis, echa chomor mine. So he says, if you have one issa karis that you're going to be doing, but again, Harav Katan is asking, just get a goy, but Rav Chayil is saying, maybe he's choshesh of the Taz. That's a good question, a good answer. Maybe. Let's see if Rav Moshe, I don't know if he talks about that, but your question is a very good question. Your answer is a very plausible answer. But say we're talking about a chola that needs to eat a lot. They can't just eat pachas. So then maybe we should say, for sure, for him, maybe it's better to get the intravenous, because the intravenous is a one-time karis. I mean, it's mutter, but it's not a karis. But this guy has to eat a lot, so he'll eat one kosevis and another kosevis. So he'll have many karises. So then maybe it should be better to do the intravenous. Shall call shir ikka issacharis, because intravenous lo yeh elam t'chivas machas pam echad. But intravenous will only be one time. So leka rak issacharis echad. Shazel lo shayach l'masha kasafti. Tosim hais ha-sheli muto lo zvika sab shirod yuchal atzum she'enu dover ha-marpe. Shereisi leka chiv af be'er v'yam kiv. Meil osir mi issachovel. Ava hocha intravenous gam kehenu dover ha-zanes ha-odom. Yekim achil mamash ha-yilo ma-asri chovel. Zesh intravenous yeh gach bi issar echad. And he says, the intravenous you could put in an Erev Yom Kippur. He says, even if you could give the intravenous, forget the goy, you could do it on Erev Yom Kippur, you could set it up. Right? And you could avoid the whole thing. Still, Rav Moshe says, he could eat. Meiridik. He levad shavada en adomal achila mamish. Shtech intravenous lo mitzvah daita kachila. So he's saying that idea, that it's similar to what the Marsham was saying, that you still don't have the same yishuv hadas as when you eat regular. And that lack of comfort could cause tsar, and that could be a sakana in its own right. Infection, he's not even talking about infection. You're talking. He's just saying the peace of mind. When you eat regular, the peace of mind is much more of a yishuv hadas than that. Anything you don't do normal, could be a problem. And don't listen to the doctors that say it's just as good. Just because the doctors say it's equal, it's just as good, who knows? But that's to say who, if he needs it or doesn't need it. You're just saying, if they just say that it's really good, maybe. So that's what he says. So it's similar to what the Tribune Rav says. We saw the Tribune Rav yesterday, right? That said that there's no Hanas Garon. So, but Lamaise, the Tribune Rav says that it's not the same. And therefore that could cause, similar to what Rav Moshe is saying. I would have liked to Rav Moshe to spell out your question and his, because he leaves it out. So, you have to do some research. Other people, other Masoras, so this reminds, now they talk about, in another context, we'll see. Like, how far do you have to do something, not to be Michal Shabbos, how far do you have to do something in a not normal way? So I'm keeping it far enough. So let's look at the supplement now. The Halakha supplement. The Halakha supplement. This is the Minchas Yerushalayim Siddur. You have a Minchas Yerushalayim Siddur? You've seen it. Yeah. The old generation, we all had Minchas Yerushalayim Siddur. The new generation doesn't know from this thing. How can I tell you? I have to bring. I'm telling you, the Gottesman Library did not own a Midrash Yerushalayim Siddur till I told them. So now they own one. Because they said they were going to order it. They ordered it and they got it from Mizrahi. Mizrahi is this foreign place in Brooklyn that has different things that you won't get at other places. So they finally got a Midrash Yerushalayim Siddur. So what was the shaila here? Now, so this siddur has everything. It has pictures. It has psukim. Now, davening is the least of the some siddurim, they're not for davening. So there's a section here about refuah b'shabbos by Rav Neubert, the Baal Mechaber Shmir Shabbos Pilchasa, which he gives you psukim from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, And then, here on page 3, Pilchus Epstein. Pilchus Epstein, many probably have not heard of. He's the chief rabbi of the Beis Din of the Jewish Orthodox community. He's the Eid HaRedis. But, you know, he was the head of the Pilchus Epstein. Right? He wrote a sefer on Sota, right? Well, Mircha Chareva? No? Look at your phone. What? A famous sefer he wrote on Sota, right? Mircha Chareva? Pilchus Epstein? Check. Okay, so this is the thing here. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says like this on page 4. So let's look what he writes here, page 4. This is from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Lemais Yud Beis, the second arrow on the left. Umazos, Eicha Yovim Iker Hadin, Lasas Maise Shiyishbo Torah Godol, Kedei Minoa Es Sorach Mechil Shabbos. In other words, normally we say try to minimize the averus that you're going to violate. But what if it's a big Torah? Do we still say? So he's going to give you examples. The doctor, this is his turn. Is the doctor mechuyev to stay home the whole Shabbos? Say like this. The chola needs hot tea, and you don't have any hot tea. Now, to make tea on Shabbos is a daraisa, to heat up the water, etc. But it's late at night, so your neighbor is next door. You know he always has a tea. He has tea. Ready? No malacha. He already went to sleep. So, now you could do it. Mechal Shabbos. If you knock on his door, you won't have to be Mechal Shabbos. But it's a big Torah. It's a tircha. You don't have to go to his house. You wake him up. You know, I'm sure if he's a nice guy, he'd be happy to do it. But it's lo na'im. You know what I mean? So, are you allowed to mechal Shabbos in a situation where you really don't have to be mechal Shabbos, but it'll be a big tircha, it'll be an inconvenience? Would it still be permissible to say that I don't want to wake him up and I'll just make the tea for him on Shabbos? Or we say, what are you talking about? You don't have to do that. The guy has ready made say that an Erev or whatever, you know. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you can make tea on Shabbos, or you can turn on the light for a Chol Sheish Mosachada. Avim Eitzel Shcheinu Yeshna Mayim Chamim Mukhanim or Menorah Deluka. He has ready made hot water, where he has a lit lamp. But you'll have to cause your neighbor, you know, tircha, kigon, page 5, shishchedu yoshin. He's sleeping already. He went to sleep. V'yesh tarach lahayir also, and you'll have to wake him up. Or, v'chein ein ha'achayot,
the nurses should be based cholim chayovus meikar adin limsor as ochel shulahem b'shabbes kidei limno bishul bavur cholim shemuvoyim lebeis acholim lo hodomi rosh ve'in ochel muchalahem. In other words, the nurses have their own food. Now if somebody came into the hospital, he needs food, so we have to cook for him. But the nurses have the nurse could give her food, and this way you won't have to be mechal Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says you're not mechuyev to do that. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman. One second. Now take a look on page 6. The Ha'aris, page 6 and 7. The Ha'aris of Rav Pinchas Epstein. So, I'm telling you, this is the only place where, you know, this is, I mean, it's quoted all the way, but this is the original source in the Minchas Yerushalayim Seder for this machlokes. So what does he say? Page 7. 80 maskim himself. Says, I don't agree. Any maskim is that? Gam hashochen mechuyev lasos latzolos nafsho shel acher, because the neighbor also has a chiyuv to save this guy's life. So if it means that you have to wake him up to save the guy's life and to avoid kill the Shabbos, so be it. Avim sovok tzas. Okay, it's going to be, you know, no one wants to be woken up in the middle of the night. Piyuzibok chasam shut radvaz. Marsham says that even if the Chola could do it for himself, he doesn't have to. Every Jew is equally required to help somebody who's age 7. He says everyone's in Mechuyev, so the guy who's sleeping now also has a chiyuv of atzolos nefashos. So chiyuv of atzolos nefashos is, you know, just okay. No one wants to be woken up. Okay, it's a tircha, it's a pain in the neck. So he'll wake up. He'll give him the tea without having to do any malacha, but it's already ready made. He'll get dressed and he'll give him the tea. He'll go back to sleep. And this way, you didn't have to violate. So Shlomo Zalman says you're not mechuyev. And Rav Pinchas Epstein says you are mechuyev.
So Pinchas Epstein would say, no matter how great the burden is, you still have to go to. But it's not a neighbor, let's say it's across town.
Okay. Minachanami. Also, I mean, if it's doable, you know. Yeah, okay. Meaning the Mitzvah has to be that's doable. You know, I mean. Right. So as Max is pointing out, we learned sukkah a couple of years ago, and we spoke about Rav Shlomo Zalman's Orbach's unique shita, that if you're in a sukkah and everyone's sleeping, there's no room for you to sleep, so you could carry one of the people out, put him in his bed, and you take his spot, because once he's asleep, he's not chayev in mitzvahs, so now you're chayev in mitzvahs. So Max is saying is maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman Lishitaso, which is an interesting idea, but I don't think so. Because I think Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, he says the same thing by the nurse who's awake. It's not a din, that was just an example that you would have to wake him up, of tircha. But the same thing would apply, say the word, she would have to give up her dinner. She wants to eat. It's not easy to give up your dinner. So Shlomo Zalman, sort of Pinchas Epstein would say, the nurse should give up her dinner. This way we won't have to cook. It's not a, you know, whatever. It's not pleasant. So be it. Because she's chayef to save his life just as much as everyone else's. Yeah. Yeah. So it's true. It's an interesting point that you make, that connection. It could be that pikuach nefesh, maybe the chiyuv to wake him up, so now he'll be mechuyev. To put him in the situation, you know, so maybe even that he would be moded to. Because pikuach nefesh is docha everything. So my doch pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, docha this, docha that. Maybe it's also docha that right now he's part of it. Maybe we have to put him in a situation to mechayim to help out. Yeah.
First, you showed us out and said that Chris said that you could do.
Now, this is going to be related to what we're talking about, because the question is, are you mechuyev to put the person, to give him intravenous to save the Isser Yom Kippur? Or do we say no? He has a right to eat normal. You know? We can avoid that by putting him in the hospital and putting an intravenous, you know? It's a whole tircha. So the question is, this might, as we'll see in the different svarim, this might be related to the same shaila. Do we say, no, you're mechuyev to do what's normal to save a person's life, and this is a normal thing. To have to do something with a tircha that's abnormal, that's not part of the yechiyev. So that could relate, as we're going to see some point out, that maybe this machlokes is related to the intravenous discussion. Yeah. Of you yourself. He's already talking about someone else.
Yeah, that's more obvious that you have to go get your ass someone else. So then, yeah, you should go do it yourself. You should go do the Merlapa.
Right.
Those two proofs for what he says, when he says what he thinks, he just says that she is with Zerah Gadol. Like, he doesn't say Zerah Gadol against someone else.
Right.
Yeah,
so we'll see. Let's take a look. Yeah. So we're going to speak about that, how that ties into the Hutra and the Kuya aspect. But I just wanted to show you the if you want to take a look, in the packet 4, we can see packet 4, this starts on page 23. So we can do from 23, I don't know about time, but from 23 till the end, these are all secondary sources that discuss this machlokas. But the primary source was in the Michas Yerushalayim Siddur. So we have to try to understand who's the pashtus, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, or like Rav Pinchas Epstein. So let's see, page 23. This is in the Shmir Shabbos. It says, Mutar levashel avur chola shebesachar shedarshu lelechol cham ushti cham. Because you can cook for somebody, for a chola who needs warm food or warm drink. Af im eitzel shcheino yeshno ochol cham ushti cham. Even though by your neighbor has all this, you know, but it's still not, you know, comfortable to go there. Can I see if Avim Eitzel Shcheinu Yeshno Ochel Cham Shkia Chama Ela Sha Hamadosam Lushus Achol Tigram Meshachin Tzar Vesovo Godot Lushay Shcheinu Yoshin Vesh Tzorach Lahari Ol Sholo Yishar Lo Ochel Shkia Chama Meshavit. There's one possibility, is he's sleeping. Another possibility is that he's giving up his food. In other words, he's giving up his meal. He won't die if he gives up his meal. The other guy might die. But, or the other possibility is I'll just cook. The guy made a shocker to call Adamach and Kayavin Migra, I didn't limpsor Bashabas, it's an Ochel Shah. Okay, so that's from Shlomo Zalman's Shita. I mean, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, you know, is a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. So he's going to say his Shita. And that, according to this, as we'll see, maybe some will make a comparison. Therefore, you know, mechuyev to, you know, put him in the hospital and put him on an IV. Even though putting him on, other achronim were talking about that maybe he's not going to get the full nourishment, like Rav Moshe says, or Rav Moshe has to think about making the chabur. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you're not mechuyev to do a tircha to be moneya Phil Shabbos or Phil Yom Kippur. You do the norm, and so the norm would be give him food. You can get some food someplace. You're not mechuyev. But we still have to have a better understanding of what, you know, what Sir Shlomo Zalman's shita. Yeah, we'll see. Oh, so let's now look at Hamasifta. Hamasifta is the Torah Journal of Torah Vadas. An article by Rav Dover Meir Stam. So he quotes the Shmir Shabbos, and he quotes the Seder Milchas Yerushalayim. And then he quotes from the Milchas Shlomo a little bit more. And he says like this, on page 24, the last paragraph. Hinei Rav Shlomo Zalman b'sifra Milchas Shlomo matzdik pisko hu omer v'zeh l'shon av shelucho Shabbos hem karem tatvui m'sara gam inin zeh sh'anu donim bo chomor mo'od v'chom mokom li'ol an yazdaiti v'gav p'yach nuch kuach nefesh kev ish omer Torah v'chai bohem. Next page, 25, lo'y shomos and avim rak d'chui hi reizeh choshiv heter gomor. Because even though it's only the chuyah, it's had to go more. Kamoshi bosh chol, eichayom lafsin moment ol tro harbe imefshal levashal avur achola mishalok kachra b'shabbos. Kamoki in chayv as a matzil asas ma'isim ka'elashem techa anoshim nimnoi min ososu v'nei shol yomu papa macheres no atzma me'atzala. Avshein b'kolchenu chadish ta'amim lahatir mishum kach shabbos taraisim kamok hol inspired the mustabish imefshal levashal for achol eino dem chayv ikra din. What does that mean? Even if you say Shabbos only the Chuya, so if the Chuya, usually we try to do it the Heter. But the Chuya only makes us to that if you can do the malacha b'shinoi, do it b'shinoi. In other words, turn on the light with your elbow. Oh, but one second. Will only grow half said, "Mama, the turkey seira." Who? I'm chayv him have a head to gomer. So he says, "What?"
It looks like Russian Baba Kama with the
adapter. Yeah. We don't know that. Yeah, we'll see. So he's saying that normally you have to use a shinoi, but a shinoi is a little change. But to take someone out of his whole sphere and make him go someplace else, even if it's duchuya, you're not mechuyev to do. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. Why do you think? Yeah, that makes it into a different. Yeah. But he says, then he writes on page 25, everyone's mechuyev to help. Well, the lorak achola atzmo, it's not only the chola himself invites. Because the pikuach nefesh of your friend is your pikuach nefesh. In other words, if somebody's sick, it's the pikuach nefesh of everybody. So that's why Rav Pinchas Epstein says, you can get him to do it. I mean, that's v'chaybahem. Everyone is responsible to make sure that everyone lives. You can't do some v'chaybahem einu heter gomuk, shemoshah sover ha-mikha shlomo, el ha-pasuk v'ach-mugala. Because the pasuk of Chaim Ahem is telling me that the pikuach nefesh of my friend is like my pikuach nefesh. Umeil amar pichas epsin the mabakachim zet toloi behem zet mamu or tirchi yisera. Chomokam zet nechshav because I have a chiyuv pikuach nefesh. Umeil yesh lecha a chiyuv latzilo. Because if you don't, you violate lo samal dam reyecha. And therefore, kevet sheyesh chiyuv lemaid b'chil Shabbos. And therefore, since you always have a chiyuv to be b'mayit b'chil Shabbos, kol madef. So, b'mayil chayev atal limsor ha'ochel l'chamin ol haner shocha. So, therefore, you mechuyev to give up your meal. You mechuyev to give up your life. One second. Kedei lo chiyuv Shabbos k'mo shachol ba'atzlo chayev l'mayit b'chil Shabbos l'mo shalom b'mayil gam acherim. One second. Kevin shenechesav kipurach nefesh shalohem. But he says, but the Milcha Shlomo on page 26, Lo Mid Hatzara Sheni, Kainu Chai Mehem Galan Lanu Tachol Batzmo Gamachem Michol Machal Shabbos Kitel Hatzel Nefesh Acholah Lo Zeh Nechshav Kipur Nechav Sholhem El Zeh Rak Din Torah The Mutar Lachal Shabbos Kitel Hatzel Nefesh Chavercha Lo Rak The Mutar Lasos Kein Yesh Chiyav Lasos Kein Fayin Gam Zeh Nichlal Bchiyav Shal Osama Namrecha When he came and made him Dachim Acholah Batzmo Rotsa Lasos Achol Shabbos Kumo Mutar Achayim Chalal They came in the Cholah Ba'atzmo, having the Matzav, the Yochol, Vasos, Achil Shabbos, the Hatzil Mavshom, Mele Nimsa, the Lekakan, Chiev Shalom, Samad, Al Damriacha, the Din Lo Samad, Damriacha, having Shechavercha, having the Matzav, the Sakono, who ate a Yochol, the Hatzil Atzmo, so you have to help him. Azelma told Lo Samad, Damriacha, Yesh Vachil Atzil. But if your friend could help himself, so then there's no chiyuv on the like a chiyuv al achem hatzilo. So later came in the main chayim, after we came yochol acher chal berachola, Korchel Chazir Chayv Hem Hamid Heter Gomer. Avet Chayv Hem Shabbos Avet Chuyah. But Moshe Zerach Lo Gel Adin the Shvichim the Shanos Kol Hekad Efsha. So he's saying that what? That according to Pinchas Epstein, whenever there's a case of Chilul Nefesh, the Chov is on all of us. And according to Shlomo Zalman, the Chol Va'atzmo V'gam Achayim Yichol M'chal Shabbos. But it's not considered their Pikuach Nefesh. They're allowed to. They're allowed to M'chal Shabbos. But it's really the Pikuach Nefesh of the fellow. So therefore, if he can do it, then you're not M'chuyev to go to the neighbor, because I can do it, and I'm allowed to mechal Shabbos to help myself. So it's not my, it's not the epic of my pikuach nefesh. So I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to cook, or my friend could cook for me. So to go now to the neighbor, that's not their pikuach nefesh. They only have to get involved if you don't have a way of saving yourself. If you have a way of saving yourself, then it's not their pikuach nefesh. Your pikuach nefesh. So b'meila, if you have a way to save yourself, then I'm not mechuyev to wake up this guy and to give that he should lose his sleep over it. That's how he wants to explain.
Isn't there
a requirement to provide the experience as possible? Yeah, for my pikuach, I should be my bisur. Yeah, do it b'shinoi, we might be sure. But maybe to get someone else involved, to get another person involved is not my, I don't have to do that. That's not my response, because it's not his pikuach nefesh. According to Pinchas Epstein, it's everyone's pikuach nefesh. Well, one person, it's everyone's pikuach nefesh, so they're equally responsible. So everyone's pikuach nefesh, so there's no difference. Just because Reuven is sick, it's no less pikuach nefesh for Shimon than Reuven's sick. It's everyone's. And according to Shlomo Zalman, no, it's only Reuven's pikuach nefesh. So now Shimon has to get involved if Reuven can't help himself out. So the nafkamin is whether you mechuyev to, you know, whether the nurse has to surrender her. It's his pikuach nefesh, so she doesn't have to. And he could go ahead and get it cooked. So he has the right to get it cooked. If he cooks or his friend cooks for him, but she doesn't have to give up her dinner. So according to our Pinchas Epstein, everyone's equal in this. So just like if Reuben's sick, he has to do everything for himself. So if Shimon's sick, the same thing. Reuben has the same chiyuv to Shimon as he has for himself. It's a fascinating. If there's a goy available, and but that means I can get the goy to do it for me. So that's my way of saying that I'm taken care of. So I get the guy. But say I don't have a guy. So now, I can cook now for myself. And I'm going to get my neighbor who's a Jew. Because I have a situation of pikuach nefesh. It's my pikuach nefesh. So I can do whatever I want. I don't have to get the other. Getting another person is getting another Jew involved. Getting another Jew involved is only an idea if I don't have a way of saving myself. Then I get another Jew involved. Getting a goy involved, that's my way of helping myself out. But getting a Jew involved, I'm getting him involved in my pikuach nefesh. It's my pikuach nefesh, not his pikuach nefesh. A Pinchas Friedman said, we're all in the same boat. My pikuach nefesh is your pikuach nefesh. So then, Eilich Atchila can get you involved. And then you have to give up your dinner. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's only your pikuach nefesh, the one who's sick. It's his pikuach nefesh. So he has to do what he can. And what he can means he could cook or whatever. To get another Jew involved, then you're getting someone else involved, but that's not his pikuach nefesh. He only has to get involved if I can't help myself out.
But what about a rabbi?
What?
What about a rabbi? Is it like you're
So maybe not. Maybe that's only if I don't have a way of helping myself. Think about it. It's a fascinating, and then we'll tie it back into intravenous on Yom Kippur. But this machlokas of Pinchas Epstein and Shlomo Zalman is a fascinating machlokas, something to think about. Rabbi Kobri will mefalpel with you tomorrow, and then, you know, more say you can mefalpel with him. What do you think? Okay, very good.